Class 4, Subject Computer Science, Topic Formatting in Word. In the last chapter, we have studied about making changes in the Word document, and now in this chapter, we will be discussing about different formatting methods in Word. To start with, what is formatting? When we change the look of the text, that is called formatting. We can change the alignment of the text, make the text bold or underlined. All such changes can make the document look attractive. The font group of the Home tab has many options with which we can format the text. Changing the font and font size. Each letter, number, or symbol used in a text document is called a character, and a character designed in a specific way is called a font. Font size is the overall size of a font shown on a screen or printed on a page. Each font makes the text look different from the other. Now, how do we change the font color? First, we need to select the text. Then, click on the font color drop-down arrow in the font group of the Home tab. And we will have to choose a color from the drop-down menu. Now, if you want to remove the formatting done to the text, click on Clear Formatting option in the font group of the Home tab. Next, text can be made bold or underlined to draw attention. Bold text appears darker than normal text. Underlined text has a line below it. All these changes can be done from the options found in the font group of the Home tab. We will now move on to alignment of text and its types. Alignment of text means its arrangement on a page, and by default, Word aligns text to the left margin in a new document. There are four types of alignment. First, align text left. It aligns the selected text to the left edge of the page. Second, center. It aligns the selected text to the center of the page. Third, align text right. It aligns the selected text to the right edge of the page. Fourth, justify. It aligns the text to both the left and the right edges of the page. For these, options are found in the paragraph group of the Home tab. Go to page number 42 of your book. Figure 4.7 shows the different types of alignment options. Now, we can list items in a Word document, and for this, we can use a numbered list or a bulleted list. For a numbered list, we have to select the list and click on numbering option in the paragraph group of the Home tab. And for the bulleted list, we have to select the list and click on bullets options in the paragraph group of the Home tab.